Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Brad Caserta.
Hey. Brad Caserta!
What is happening?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, you know. Nothing. Just living the dream, baby. What about you?
Oh, dude. Just trying to make a living.
I hear you.
I hear you.
Yep. So,
what's new in the station?
Well, you know,
we're giving away a nice little Key 100 t-shirt and a Now That's What I Call Music CD just so you can bump it in your car. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Hey, we like to bump, baby.
And Brad, I know we've given you a Key 100 shirt before when you've, you know, played games with us like at Pullman Square for our listener appreciation breakfast or whatever.
Yes.
But this would be a brand new one.
Yeah.
And maybe you could give the old one to the wifey.
There you go.
Or keep the old one for yourself and give the new one to the wife.
There you go. Probably better idea. Happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, you know, I'm a man of first. You know, I've had my first win on Battle of the Sexes and whatnot. But, you know, I got a request for you. Can I get that shirt signed from the Dave and Jen?
Hey!
Well, of course we can sign it.
Pretty sure we could work that out for a nominal fee, Brad.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. No, it'll make the value of the shirt go down, but we'll do it.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Brad, you know how it goes. You get to choose the grade. First through fifth are your options. What would you like to play today?
You know what? I'm a man of first as well. Jen, ladies, you choose which one you'd like to do.
Well, I think that is definitely a first.
Wow. I kind of want to do fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Yeah. If we could go to sixth, I'd give that a shot. But, you know.
All right. Brad, you get options. Jen does not.
Oh, my gosh. Of course.
Question is, this is for you, Brad. What state in the United States is known as the Cotton State? Is it Mississippi, Oregon, Alabama, or Colorado?
So, Dave, this takes me back to my Cotton Bowl days.
Uh-huh.
Is it really?
So I would like to say Alabama, final answer.
You got it!
Oh, my God!
Well done, Brad.
Who knew that? I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sports gets you somewhere, Jen.
Oh, my God. That's right.
By the way, if you do win here, Brad, will this be a first time ever defeating Jen as well?
It's very likely, unfortunately.
Okay.
Very likely.
Well, that's all right. Here we go. Jen, fifth grade English for you. And the question is, in poetry, how many lines are in a sonnet?
14. 7.
Well, hold on one second. How many choices are we going to get?
I know. That's what I'm thinking,
7.
Brad. Final answer?
7.
Yeah! Wait. I accidentally...
I hate you. You know why I hate you? Because you're a jerk.
I know what I am? I promise. I did not mean to do that.
I think you did.
That was not a jerk move. That was an accidental...
Was it 14?
Oops. It is.
I knew it. You know what? I should have said that, but then you smiled so hard whenever I said 14 like it was a wrong answer. So I thought, oh, I got to change that. Oh, I hate you, Dave. I hate you.
Oh. That means, Brad, you're a winner. You did it.
I swear. Well, all right. Congrats, Brad.
Brad, go on your family.
Like you mean it.
That's right. We will
sign your shirt, Brad, and I'm very pleased that you won, and it was actually done very well because I messed up.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Well done, Brad. Congrats, man.
Appreciate it, guys, as always.